I think that last question may answer my question, but since I'm here, I'm going to ask it. I'm expecting, and I know that some natural things like birch essential oil, I was advised, is not good for pregnant women. Does this affect that in any way, or can we do it just like everybody
else? It's a great question. And we always say, as with any dietary supplement, if you are pregnant or nursing, check with your health practitioner.
Well, here's the deal.
Sanjeev, for example, just ask him.
Well, yeah.
You know,
I try to stay away from pregnancy. That's a bad thing for a single guy. Yeah.
I didn't mean about that.
I know, I'm kidding.
Well, I understand that. I'm a registered nurse, and my doctors know what I do. Like, right. My prenatal vitamin is my 90 essentials,
right.
And they
so
know that.
So you're going to be able to make an educated decision. I just can't, when you ask a question that's more unfortunately treated as a legal question, I will say this.
Okay, well, let me rephrase.
Nothing in the ingredient list is something you wouldn't get from a soup.
Okay, that's okay.
Yeah, you'll see it. You will recognize every ingredient, and if it's the Latin derivation, just look online and it'll be, oh, it's milk thistle. Okay. I really feel confident that it is great for the most delicate situations, but you'll be very well able to make the decision.
Okay, I don't have a question, but I just want to advertise this. I love fermentation. I've been into it for quite a while. The process it takes to get it, and to get it right, and when you go to the grocery store and you buy fermented foods, it's higher priced. Mm-hmm. It's really expensive. This price is really it doesn't bother me, the price, because it is.
Well, now you certainly appear to be.
I'm so sorry. Okay.
She probably thinks I'm a weirdo as you hover over her. You know, it's like kind of.
No, it's not to help. Okay, I forgot.
No, you're doing
great. But just how messed up our tummies are, our digestion, everything. This is going to be, I'm so excited about this, I can't stand it.
And that's so awesome. But I want you to stand it.
Going to help our digestion.
Yes.
Look at, everybody has this problem. It's the good bacteria that's going to go into it. We need to fight off the bad bacteria. And the price means nothing because you try to go buy it, the process, everything. So
as Sanjeev said, you don't need the pair of shoes every month. Just eliminate one pair of shoes
each
month from your budget, and you'll be able to afford it. Folks, just to be respectful to the other groups, I know we have a break. We can go a few minutes over, but I want to make sure we ask quick questions, and I'll give quick answers.
Okay, you answered the Zyto machine because that's going to come into that, play in that. I did the cleanse because my husband said, I did it, you do it. But anyway, then our friend did it, and he's really studied this up, and he got so excited because it was cellular level, and then he read everything. We're from Missouri, so we're kind of close to you. Anyway, he's in Arizona, and he wanted to know about the beef. I don't know if you're...
We'll talk about the beef later.
Yeah, we are...
I came to this class to learn everything I could.
I'm so sorry. Beef, we are going to get your beef questions answered.
The beef's not currently available, but
we still have the cows.
I'm so sorry.
But we still have the cows.
Yes,
we
have
the cows. We decided to let them live.
He can come and work the farm.
Okay, quick question.
Okay, in an earlier session with actually, I think, Dr. Glidden, it was noted that sometimes people have reactions to things, so it was recommended to slow down the consumption, like with BTT. In your prior studies with this whole Transform Your Temple system, do you have any recommendations if someone did end up having a reaction for perhaps slowing down how much they're taking?
Absolutely. It always applies with any nutritional. If you're taking three a day and you're reacting, take a little bit less. You'll have some left over. Some people are going to want to take more. I'm guessing that there are people that have either purchased a system for, I'm going to say husband, I'm going to go ahead and indict the male population here. Some men will forget, the women will have extra, they'll double up for most months. Some people may order two systems. I personally don't believe more is always more, but I'm going to be taking 12 of these a day. I'm not saying you need four systems, but folks, you can't overdose on this. However, there will certainly be those that are sensitive. That's just the way it is. I could put an empty capsule in a bottle and some would be sensitive. So don't mean that to say that no one will react, but I believe, just like Dr. Glidden teaches and Dr. Wallach teaches, some of you will want to consume even more at some point because this truly is food.
So for someone who believes they have mushroom allergies, is there any problem?
First of all, a true mushroom allergy is very rare, but you are not consuming the fruit body of the mushroom, which is the allergenic part, you're consuming something called the mycelium and other parts that we'll go into another time. Just because you are allergic to mushrooms, which again is very rare, you should be able to tolerate Transform Your Temple very, very well.
So are there any ingredients in Transform Your Temple that you would say could be allergic to?
There's
someone
no common allergens.
Okay, beautiful.
So it's free of all the common allergens. There's 8 common allergens that are responsible for 90% of the reactions. None of those are in there. Because most of these botanicals you do not consume on a regular basis, the likelihood of being sensitive or allergic is low.
I'm really excited about your product. I've been telling everybody that this is like going back to the Garden of Eden with the multiplied nutrition and the fermentation and the herbs that are synergistically added. So I'm really, really excited for my clients and my downline. You mentioned seminars that are going to be coming out along with each product monthly. Can you talk about those a little bit and if they're available and what the timeline is?
Well, they've not been developed yet, but we're going to work on every month doing a conference call that'll be recorded and creating some type of PowerPoint that can be used without our voice and with our voice. We want to make them short, sweet, succinct, but we want to focus on the system of the body, not just with our products, but a general education, why it's important, and it'll be fun. It'll be a great experience for the group. So you will, if you're part of the Transform Your Temple family, you will be receiving information. There's going to be a Facebook group where people can comment, ask questions, the whole spiel, or kit and caboodle, which I'm not really sure what that means. I'd love to know derivations of things. I don't know what kit and caboodle means. Someone tell me afterwards if you do
that later.
I just wanted to hug Sanjeev.
I knew someone was going to say that. I knew it.
A temple transformer.
Actually, 90 for Life is a weight-based system. You take one package per month for 100 pounds, and you just said you may take 4. Is this also that kind of system, or were most people to be fine?
Not necessarily. It's really a system-based system of the 12 systems. I really think starting with one is good. If you are just an absolute product junkie, you can certainly order 2. I'm just letting you know how truly safe this is.
she was like, well, Jordan, it seems like you should be taking 4 of these.